get for your money. And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and we are going to be electrifying today.
Electrifying.
Don't you just want to, like, break into the John Travolta song?
No.
Well, we are talking to Alan Pruitt, who is the co-owner of Hayes Electric, and I've used Hayes Electric for 40 years. Every time I have an electrical issue, I call them, and not just for my house, but to help repair some of the things when we have our inspections on other homes.
Yeah.
Mostly that.
Mostly, even though
lately you've been at my house a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, your house has been busy lately.
We've done updates to our house, and we did the kitchen, and we did the master bathroom, and we did floors all the way through.
Yeah, don't ask me too much about it because my partner Dwayne's the one that's been there the whole time.
He has been there the whole time, and he's done a great job too. Yeah. And I love Randall.
Yeah, Randall's great.
Randall's
been there about as long as you've been using Hayes Electric.
He has been. Yeah. I know he has. Gary was running Hayes Electric when I first started it. Actually, I think his dad might have been running it.
Maybe.
When I first started.
Yeah, Joe Hayes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his grandpa before that.
Yeah, Gary sat in the owner's seat, I think, 36 years. Mm-hmm. And it was Joe prior to that, obviously, his dad. But Randall, I think Joe Hayes, Gary's dad, hired Randall.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's something to say. When you want to talk about experience at a company, somebody that's been there that long. And to be honest, the funny thing is, I think he may be in better shape than most of the guys that are there.
Do you know, this isn't a Randall day, but salute to Randall. But I will tell you that I learned a lot from Randall watching him work because he is steady as you go. He is like the some people work like the hair.
He's a good match for Dwayne.
Yeah.
Because Randall is smooth and steady, and Dwayne is about as hard a worker as you'll ever see, but he just goes chainsaw.
Yeah.
Don't try to talk to him. Just get out of his way, and he will get it done.
Right. Well, they make a good pair because Randall goes out, and he can mentally make notes of everything he needs from the truck. Do you know they've never shown up to my place without the equipment they needed?
It can be a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get caught, but you know it. We try. You know, our trucks are pretty big, and we try to make sure that everything that we may need for a job is on there.
Right. Well, you've had it each time for me, and you know, like they came yesterday, and we had two. I'd had them. Is it called double gang when you put two
gang? Yeah.
Two gang. Okay. Replace plugs with two plugs on each side of where
So did he hang your chandelier yesterday?
He did.
So he should have been in the show with me this morning.
He should have been.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker. yes, I have a chandelier that is to match none other in my bathroom.
I got you.
But I have to give a little plug to my designer, Kara Pasley, who is, we'll have her on the show again soon. Because she kind of thinks outside the box. And
are we talking shop all day?
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah. She's something else. And I would have never had the vision that she had, but I love what she's done.
Right.
I had to tone her down a few times because I'm not a millennial.
Right.
I think it's pretty. So, okay. Alan, what's the new thing in electricity?
The new thing in electricity. Well, I tell you what, there are some really, really good switching options honestly, the cost is a little bit, but they can also save you money. One of the things we do like to use, especially in older homes, you know, if you get into like the downtown area.
Oh, those really houses, older homes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we like to use them in all homes, but they're especially helpful in older homes, like downtown, where you get into those houses that are two and three and maybe even four stories.
Right.
Okay. There are a lot of places where you might want to have a three-way switch where you can turn a single light on from, you know, a couple of different locations.
But they weren't wired like that.
But they weren't wired like that.
Yeah.
And the capability of getting wire over there without tearing out some plaster or something is almost impossible.
Right.
So with these, they're Caseta is what their brand is, their name brand. And you can use those, and where you have the old existing switch, you can put a master there, and you can put a remote on any other place that you want to switch that light. And it comes with a wall mount and a plate, so it looks just like the other switch. It doesn't look like just a remote hanging there.
I've got two of those in my house, don't I?
My house is full of them.
Yeah, because that way we didn't have to – the part – our kitchen has an upstairs over it.
Right.
So rerunning wires was not the best thing to do.
See, Dwayne didn't tell me he had to do that in your house, but it's a good thing. Now you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they are really nice.
Well, it's just like having a three-way switch.
And you can and the difference is if you do a three-way switch regularly wired with a dimmer, well, you can only dim them from one side. You can't dim them from both sides. But with the Caseta, you can dim it from either spot.
So if you're aggravated because you only can you have to walk across the room in the dark to turn your light on, you need to call Hayes Electric.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the switches are expensive. I mean, they might cost you $150, but the alternative to add is running wire, you know, and getting in the attic and doing all that, which may cost you $300 in time and material to do.
Right.
So, you know, it is a good option to have.
Right. Well, I liked it a lot because it just gave me what I needed.
And I tell you what I've done with that system is I went ahead and got the hub that hooks into my internet and stuff. And I have switches like that all over the house and some of all the main areas. And I can control it from my phone. If I'm not at home, I can be anywhere. And I can get in my phone and turn my lights up and down and the whole thing. So it has lots of options that go with it.
So, well, I like that. You guys can ask a question. Just give us a call at 405-840-1000. Ask anything electrical. We do have a few questions from our email. I send out an email to my little select group to ask, what do you want to ask Hayes Electric? And they're going, how expensive, this is one of the questions, how expensive is it to add extra amps to my house? I don't have enough power. And I'm thinking maybe they have a 60.
Maybe have
a 60
amps. And
need 100, because the older houses only had 60.
Right. Yeah, or they may have 100 and then the house has been added on to or something like that, and they may need more than that. It varies house to house. It really does. Now, I will tell you that the average cost of going from 60 to 100, average runs about $1,500.
Okay.
Okay. But there's a lot involved. When you're changing that, you're not just changing out a panel. You
right.
have to change the meter base outside, the riser pipe that should go through the roof. Then you have to do all of the grounding and bonding, which we can talk about that. What's involved in bonding. But there's several things we have to do. And it's generally a day's worth of work.
Okay. Well, you guys give us a call, 840-1000, and ask a question of Hayes Electric owner here, co-owner. And we're going to have that right after we return from this break. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Well, welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Anyone going to the OU game today? I will tell you, we had a little contest, and guess who won our OU tickets? Scotty Hill was kind enough to give us OU tickets. And Scott Hill is a local home inspector, former coach at OU, and former player back in my day. Mary, at your office, won the OU tickets.
That's right.
Awesome. Yep. Mary, congratulations.
She's super excited.
I know. That's exciting. So South Dakota, I think, or something like that, yeah. They're playing today.
It could be Booger State. It's the second game of the season.
We've got a caller that's been hanging on. Can you take a phone call?
Fire away.
Fire away. Okay. That you can't say fire away if you're an electrician. That might be dangerous. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Becky. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been reading on the internet where older people can get tax breaks on converting to solar. I'm just curious if this really works to lower your electric bills that much and if the tax breaks can really help you out on it to get started.
I'll tell you what. Solar power in Oklahoma is very, very limited. You just don't see it. And I know there's been a lot going on with...
it's been all over Facebook.
Facebook and social media and things like that about solar power. And I think the idea of it's great. I would be willing to chat with you about it. After I did some research to know exactly, you know, what it is that we could do for you.
Okay.
Yeah. There are a lot of people using solar power now, or at least researching to use solar power.
Right. Yeah. In Oklahoma, it's just not very common. And, you know, and it probably should be.
It's a great this is a great part of the country for solar power,
right.
But our energy costs in Oklahoma are so low anyway compared to the rest of the country that it might not be feasible.
Right. I know. I can tell you that the cost, the initial cost, can be pretty severe.
Yeah. Well, that's what the stories on the internet are talking about. Older folks, you know, they give them quite a, where it's almost like zero down. You know, of course, I think these are the guys that are trying to sell you.
Sure.
Solar units,
yeah.
So,
yeah. I just bought a solar something that I got a from Robbins Roofing. There is now a solar powered exhaust fan for your attic.
Yeah.
And I was wondering about that. Is that working good?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I've got two solar powered up there on the biggest part of the roof, but my bedroom, we got a new roof on the house, and my bedroom, which is really not real connected attic-wise to the rest of the house, is like 7 degrees hotter than the rest of the house. So I called and I said, Larry, my bedroom's hot. Can you put a vent up there? He said, yeah, those are kind of expensive, Becky, the ones we put on your roof. They're like $1,200. He said, but the others that are kind of similar that are not solar powered are $750. And he said, but there's a 30% tax credit for those. And I'm going, well, okay. That pretty well evens it up, you know.
Deal.
I used to have an electric powered one, and I thought, well, that's kind of spinning my wheels paying for electric, you know, to save a little cost on air conditioning.
Well, your electrician thanks you. Trust me. You get up in that attic. Any amount of heat that can be pulled out of the attic
heat and humidity that are pulled out of that attic.
Yeah.
It lengthens the life of your roof. The shingles on your roof, if you do not have adequate ventilation, I sold a house a few years ago, probably 3 years ago. And it was a 2-year-old roof. It had been up there 2 years. It was so blistered that it had to be replaced because it didn't have ventilation. Yeah. Someone just forgot to put the stuff up there, I guess, or didn't know they were supposed to.
So I can see that would really be hung on it.
Right.
Yeah. You can, obviously we're in the phone book and what have you, but...
How old are you?
Well, eventually that phone book's going to get phased out. I'm on Google. The internet, too.
There you go.
Okay, but you can get my number, and I would be glad to look at any of the systems that you're looking at and give you my opinion on them, and you know, see what it would take to do it, you know, for wherever you're trying to have it done.
Yeah, the unit that I have says it's set up for solar panels. The air conditioning unit, or the heat air conditioning unit, says it is set up for solar. But yeah, I'd like to visit with you, so I'll give you a call.
Okay, okay, I'm going to give you that number, Jerry. It is
okay.
Of course,
okay.
We're in the 405, so it is 789-2065. 789-2065 is Hayes Electric.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll be glad to hear from you.
They've been in how long have you guys been in business?
1963.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's been a while.
Yeah, that's a long time. so that's awesome, though. Okay, so solar, you're probably seeing a lot of that. What other trends are you seeing?
Well, the big trend is still LED. And to be honest, bang for your buck, LED is it, you know, on things that can be done immediately in your house without any extreme measures.
Do you know something? We just changed to LED because Dwayne told me to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to me.
You see, we put a bunch of cans in your kitchen, didn't we, with
yes.
LED trims?
Well, they weren't cans. They were wafers.
Oh, the wafer lights? Yeah. No,
because
they're spectacular, though.
I just couldn't believe that something that looked like, I mean, it was like the depth of the sheetrock.
Yeah.
It wasn't a can that goes up
right
into the attic and can build up heat. It was, I think they're called wafer
lights.
They're
wafer lights, yeah.
And they literally just snap right onto the sheetrock.
Uh-huh.
It was unbelievable to me.
Yeah, they weigh nothing. The amount of power they draw is nothing. But the amount of light that you get out of them,
oh my gosh,
is great.
Well, you could land an airplane in my kitchen.
Yeah, you definitely need a dimmer switch if you have more than just a couple.
Yeah, and my new island is almost long enough to land an airplane.
But there's a trick to that because I still have a lot of customers that say, "Oh, I don't like the LED light; it's too bright." And you know that original LED light was probably the first thing they were exposed to, and you get those super bright, almost unusable lights. It's almost blue.
Right.
And
well, that was a 5,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that is not usable light. There are so many choices now. We can, even if you like the old yellow incandescent light that everybody's used to for years, we can even get an LED that puts out that color.
You know, I've recently kind of changed, since you guys changed those in my house, we've changed every bulb to a 4000K.
That is the best light. It's very usable.
It's white.
Yeah, it is white, and you can see there's no shadowing. That literally is the best light.
It is. It's pretty. It's pretty.
Right.
And it's usable.
But for the customers that just can't handle
that brightness,
we can do LED in a more yellow light that is more used to, or more like what they're used to having.
Well, my thing is, you don't use a different light in different parts of your house.
Right.
It needs to be consistent all the way through. Well, if you have a question for Hayes Electric, give us a call, 840-1000. It's here on our listener line. We have got, I almost call you Gary all the time, Gary Hayes.
Well, he sat in the seat a lot more years than I did.
That's okay. But we have Alan Pruitt, co-owner of Hayes Electric, here to answer your questions. I want you to call in after our news break, and you can ask a question. What should we be thinking about on Christmas lights? I mean, Christmas is just right around the corner.
Yeah, we can talk about really another thing is switching to LED for Christmas lights.
Right. We did that last year.
Yeah.
And you can put like 17 strings on one plug. It's pretty awesome. Okay. We'll see you on the other side of the news break with more, and we're going to talk about Christmas lights and how you can do it the easiest and cheapest way. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins. I'm leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, a rather small but powerful group of realtors. And if you want to call and ask me a question during the week or the weekend, it's 722-3232, 722-3232.
Mama, come on, baby, tell me what's the word, a word of. Everybody say, when you hear the call, you've got to get it underway.
Oh! Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to work around your solar panels. The solar seems to be the topic of the day. They will work with your insurance company, do a small repair or replace your whole roof. And they know the different types of shingles, the different type of ventilation to fit your house perfectly. So, our word of the day?
Bonding.
Bonding. Okay. Well, like electrical bonding?
It is electrical bonding.
Okay. Well, I thought you and I were going to bond here, but okay. Electrical bonding is the practice of intentionally electrically connecting all exposed metallic items not designed to carry electricity in a room or a building as protection from electrical shock.
Yeah, the word of the day might be bonding, but really when you talk about bonding, it could almost be safety. And that's really what it is. When we bond something, we're coming off of the main electrical panel and running a ground wire and clamping it to your gas lines, your water lines, things like that, or any exposed pipe that might be able to be struck by lightning or anything like that, or become electrified, we bond it.
There's a lot of people that I'll bet you during that unbelievably strong electrical storm we had a couple weeks ago that wish they had bonding.
Yeah, there is, especially during heavy lightning, you really want to make sure that your gas line is bonded. A lot of heat and air guys and plumbers run the flexible gas line now.
Right.
And that specifically needs to be bonded because the old heavy pipe gas lines might carry current on the outside and ground out. But that stuff is thin-walled.
CSST?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is thin-walled and being struck by lightning, I mean, you could literally blow a hole in it and make a torch out of it. Definitely want that stuff bonded.
The CSST is corrugated stainless steel tubing.
That is correct.
Usually has a yellow cover.
Sheathing on the outside.
Sheathing on the outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you'll look at your hot water tank and you'll very often see it there.
Sometimes. There is also another yellow one that is just a flexible line that isn't the CSST.
Really?
But yeah, a lot of the guys run that stuff. It is much faster, more cost effective for the customer and the person installing it. Faster, easier, quicker, cheaper, all of that to run that stuff. And it's great, but you do need to make sure your gas line is bonded.
Okay. We have a caller on the phone. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling about, yes, solar. I grew up in Arizona, and I just recently visited there, and almost every house is standard on the homes out there. But the biggest thing about Oklahoma, I have two things, really. Your roof fan that you have on your house now, solar, that's a great idea, and I'd like to know more about that. I guess I will call your roofing company, but my concern is it angled correctly, or is it thick enough to withstand hail in Oklahoma?
Hail in Oklahoma is different than hail in other places, for sure. I mean, we've had some monsters here. What I do know, what I have read about the solar panels, is that they are tested with hail coming down basically at 50 miles an hour up to 1 inch and can withstand that without a hitch. Okay. There are times in Oklahoma when our hail gets larger than an inch.
Well, and the velocity of the hail would make a difference, too, as to how fast it comes down. Because sometimes hail comes down extremely fast.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it definitely can in Oklahoma if there's tornadoes in the area, which always come with hail almost, or very strong winds. It can definitely change the velocity of the hail. But I do know that solar panels are tested in hail up to an inch in size or diameter.
So
okay, so your solar fan that you have on your roof, it has solar panels, obviously. But I like the idea, but of course there's no warranty on hail damage for a solar panel.
There's not.
I don't know. I would think that if you had a solar setup on your house of any size, that your homeowner's insurance should be able to cover that stuff.
Right. Well, in fact, most homeowner's insurance covers solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great question. I'll tell you, mine just look like the same round type. They're fairly large compared to just the little square boxes that you see, but they're larger than that. And they have an adjustable, my roof, they really took no adjustment. It was kind of amazing, but my roof happened to be just the right, slope and directional to catch the most solar to begin with. But they can be adjusted, as I understand. And Robbins Roofing did put those on. I'm going to give you the number for Robbins. It is 728-3700. 728-3700. They told me they're $1,200, if I believe that's what they said, per unit.
Is it a set or a?
No, it's for one vent. And a lot of houses, one vent's fine. Depends on how big your attic is and how big your house is and whether or not you've got a different slope can be vented right into the main attic space. It's not cut off.
Okay.
But there is a 30% tax credit right now for that.
Okay.
So that brings it right down to where it's a little more affordable. So call them, 728-3700, Robbins Roofing.
Thanks for the question.
Great.
Yeah.
I love your show. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Well, you are listening to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, and we are talking to
Alan.
As I go brain dead here. We're talking to Alan. I keep wanting to say Dwayne or Gary, but we are talking to Alan.
We bonded.
This morning. We did. I know. We should have bonded a little bit. We should have had a better bond on that. And if you want to check out those, it's not cicada, it's
Caseta.
Caseta.
Yeah, the, with a C.
But the cicadas have been very noisy this year.
Very, very busy.
Yeah, they have, haven't they? But the Casetas.
Caseta, that's
is
right.
The, it's a battery operated. And they're supposed to, those batteries are supposed to last like 10 years.
10 years, yeah. They, I've had them in my house for 4 years, and I have not.
Not replaced one.
Not at
but
all.
But you can put a switch anywhere that you want to switch.
Mm-hmm.
With those, and they look just like a switch.
They do. Yeah, the main switch is powered.
Right.
It is only the remotes that are battery, obviously. But yeah, I haven't had any issues. They should last a long, long time.
Yeah, and we're going to return after a break, and we're going to have our smoking hot deals, but we're going to take your question, 840-1000. Give us a call, 840-1000. We'll be right back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team. Okay, are you ready, Alan?
Ready as I'm going to get.
Okay, we've got Harvey on the line. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm wondering about, I'm doing great. Lovely sunshiny day.
Oh, yes, it is. It's going to get hot today. I'm hoping so, because I'm hoping to get in that pool today.
Well, what's your question?
Oh, boy. Alan, on the solar panels, are they DC electricity that comes out of those?
It is. Your solar panels take in the energy, and it's converted through an inverter to DC into your system, and then it is converted back to AC, which feeds your household.
I see.
I know it sounds odd, but that's the way it works. I've seen systems in the past before that, you know, just have a giant bank of batteries, you know, that hold or store the energy while you're using. And so it gets converted to DC and then back to AC into your house.
Well, that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey. So there's two inverters on that.
Harvey, what? Have you called?
Why two?
One to go to DC and then one back to AC.
Oh, what comes out of the panel?
AC voltage, just like normal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like normal. That way your household stuff can run.
How come it has to go through a inverter or two inverters there then?
Well, it has to be converted to DC to go through your battery stuff or whatever it is that you have holding the energy. And then back to AC.
Hey, Harvey, you called the show before?
Sometime back. It's been a while.
It's been a long time since you've called the show. Give Mr. Gannon your information, and I'm going to mail you a free lunch to Casa Perico's.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. That's my favorite place to eat. So I'd love to buy your lunch there. So.
Well, thank you so very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
You can call my office. I'll do some more research, and might be able to better answer your questions. You know, sometimes I get hit with one that's just kind of rare, and today all day is that way. I am very, very happy to answer any questions you have. If you want to call the office, I'm there about half the day. The other half of the day, I'm out doing estimates and jobs, but. If you call and I'm not there, leave a message and I will do some research and get back with you. Absolutely.
And Mary will be there, and she's the one that won our OU tickets today.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's awesome. Thank you for your call, Harvey. Annette, good morning. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Well, I have a question about electricity in my house. It seems like some strange things are happening.
Okay.
First of all, in the bathroom.
You don't have solar panels, do you?
No, sir.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Don't want them either.
Okay, go ahead.
In the bathroom, I had one of those special plugs that...
The GFIs.
Uh-huh. And I had to have that replaced.
Okay.
Okay, and my house is 27 years old, and with all this crazy weather, we have not been hit by lightning, the lights haven't gone out, or anything like that. But my TV, I turned it off one night, and it was, the next day, it was dead.
Wow.
Nothing came on, dead. Okay, so we're thinking, okay, now I have a water pump for a water garden, and the pump is dead.
Okay.
And I have not gone back out and checked that yet. But the TV, it came back on. We unplugged it and everything, put it aside. And it's not that old, but it came back.
Hmm.
But we're having strange things we're having trouble with the internet with the, let me see, what router I think it's called.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Could these be related? And could it be the electricity?
They can be related. Well, but look, let's be honest. With a deal as random as what you have, it could just be coincidence that you're having issues with those things. Okay. It can be.
Uh-huh.
The other alternative, from my point of view, I see people all the time. You know, we have a lot of lightning storms in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Your house doesn't have to get struck directly. You can have a close strike.
Oh.
You can have a close strike. And when you have a close strike, which just means it struck, you know, relatively close to your house or around the corner, or around the block or something,
mm-hmm.
It can affect things that have circuit boards in them, TVs, routers, garage door openers, even your furnace. Some newer furnaces have circuit boards in them. And so it can be those things. Now, if that's what it is, if they continue not to work, then the circuit board is probably gone in them. But for your instance, I would think that my phone call would be to my internet carrier to see.
Okay, we did that.
Okay, you did that.
We did that, and he did replace a little doodad in there, he said. But now that I forgot to mention that the microwave and the little oven,
mm-hmm.
Has been knocking the breaker off.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you need a personal visit.
Yeah, I think you need a visit, and
okay.
And I could come out there if you wanted to, mm-hmm. and do it under the pretense that it's an estimate. Estimates are free, and then I could take a good look at things. And if it's something simple, I may just fix it right then. If there's something that needs to be addressed that is not simple enough for me to handle on the spot, I can give you an estimated cost on what it would take to fix it.
Sounds to me like you need, that's a safety thing.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, anyone whose lights didn't blink during that last lightning storm that we had, you must not have been home or you must have been asleep because...
Yeah, I just quit trying to watch the news because my power blipped off.
It just
off.
Kept going off.
Just one right after the other.
And luckily ours kept coming back on.
Yeah.
But lightning can do strange things. And you
sure can. That's why it's we all learned it in high school, path of least resistance.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you paid attention in high school. So there you go.
That's debatable.
Well, Annette, if you will hang on, we're going to also send you a free lunch at Casa Perico. How's that?
Oh, wonderful.
That's just as a thank you for not asking me a solar panel question.
Okay.
We would have time for one more quick question if you want to call in at 840-1000. And I bet you have been really busy, Alan.
Swamped.
With the... especially after the lightning storm that we had.
Yeah, it depends. You know, every storm, you know, we get some storms, and they can be identical, just one right after the other. And one will produce more work than we can handle in a day or two, and the next storm may not produce anything.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Well, you know, a lot of trees have been trimmed in the last 5 years, and so that really does make a difference.
Trim
your trees.
I can't tell you how important that is. I need a tree trimmer
on
my show to tell you about trimming trees because I went to list a house and I was going, oh my, they said something about the roof's only 2 years old. And I said, well, then that tree has grown a lot
mm-hmm.
because you got tree branches hanging everywhere.
Yeah, and if they're on your roof, they will destroy your roof.
With that wind that was mm-hmm. blowing at 80 and 90 miles per hour, can you imagine the abrasion?
Yeah, constantly
on there?
Scraping the shingles.
Well, Susan, good morning.
My question is, my house was built in 1939,
uh-huh.
and I have a panel in the kitchen, you know, electric panel, a box. And I had it's a long story, so I can't explain it, but anyway... I had a fuse blow, okay?
Uh-huh.
And when we tried to replace the fuse, the first time everything came back on and it was fine, but then it only lasted for a few hours and then it went off again.
Uh-huh.
And so then we replaced it again, and this time nothing would come on.
Okay.
So I tried a different fuse, and everything came on, but when we shut the door on the box, so everything went off again.
Yeah, you've got a direct short.
And it came on again. So it was like there was a short, you know, in the fuse box.
Yeah.
But I have a, it's in conduit.
Yes.
And it's the old cloth wiring. So. Yeah.
Well, we've got about a minute. So your question is?
Do you have any idea what it would take to fix it and how much?
Okay. It for good starters, a free estimate. That way I can come out there and evaluate it and take a look myself. And then I can write you up and email you an estimate. That way you have a hard copy, and we can go from there.
And and it sounds like you, he said you have a direct short, and that's a safety thing too.
Well, I mean, at least the fuse is doing its job. It's popping the fuse.
It's popping the fuse and turning your electric off. Yeah. So, but don't mess with electricity. I mean, call the expert.
No.
Hayes Electric, jot down this number. It's 789-2065, 789-2065. Gang, we're off for the day, but we appreciate all of your call-ins and your listening to our show. This is Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, thanking you and thanking Hayes Electric, and we'll see you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.